Hi, everyone. It's Mary Lou Tyler. Today, I have the third part. I don't know if you guys have listened to the other two, but we are part three of this amazing document that came out this year with a collaboration between three companies, and I'll let William tell you all about that. But William Wicke is here from Lead Genius. He's the media and content strategy expert over there. And Lead Genius, for those of you who may not know, is a B2B lead gen solution. They're the ones who fill our top of funnel with fabulous, fabulous lead records that have probably a higher probability of closing with high revenue potential, but I'll let him talk more about that. Today, we're going to discuss this guide that they released 2017. It's really just jam-packed with information, tools-based. It talks about, you know, how to select the tools and also giving you an understanding of its form versus function. And we cover that in my book too, about, you know, defining your process first and then aligning the tools with the process. So without further ado, William, welcome.
Thank you very much, Mary Lou. I've been looking forward to chatting with you, and it's great to speak with your audience.
Yeah, thank you. So tell us about what brought on the need for a book like this. You know, where are we that? I know that when I visit clients, they have this thing called a stack. And so, you know, the stack may or may not be the right stack. And it just is jam-packed. Now, not all companies, but some companies just have every conceivable tool known to man. But your guide is the breath of fresh air and kind of navigating through that landscape. So tell us about what caused you to do this, how often you do this, and, you know, just basically, you know, what your thoughts are on the problem you're seeing out there and how this guide will help solve some of those problems.
Absolutely. Yeah. And again, thank you for the generous introduction. My name is William Wicke. I lead content media strategy over at Lead Genius. We recently teamed up with some of the kind folks over at Prezi and Ambition. Jeremy Boudinet, one of the co-authors on this ebook, was on the podcast with Mary Lou recently. So I would definitely encourage you guys to all check out that interview with them. Some great stuff in there. The ebook we put together is called the 2017 Trends and Tech Guide for B2B Marketing and Sales. You can find it at b2btrendsandtech.com. So what this book does is it kind of outlines some of the big trends we see in the marketplace when it comes to the B2B industry as a whole, specifically focusing on sales and marketing teams, but also getting into operations and even higher level trends than that. And then from there, we talk about what those trends mean for companies, some of the needs that arise because of these different trends. And finally, we give some suggestions for some of the solutions you're going to want to check out if you see some of these needs in your own company. So this is the second year we've done something similar to this. We did a trends and tech guide last year. Myself and Jeremy have also partnered up on a book about account-based marketing called Bridging the Gap. That's a few months old now, but I would definitely tell people who are interested in account-based marketing to check that out, accountbasedebook.com. And that is one of the trends we talk about in B2B trends and tech here. But the reason we put it together the way that we did is that, you know, as you and your listeners know, there's no shortage of trends and tech guides out there. And I'm not going to try and convince people that this is an entirely unique concept, okay? There's a million of these floating around out there. But what is a little bit different is the way we organize this. And we wanted to just do it really, really well. And so far, we've had some great feedback from a lot of leaders in the industry and people who've gotten some value out of this. Normally, there's a trends guide or something that comes out at the beginning of every year that says, here's what's big and it's going on for, you know, 2017 or 2000X, whatever it is. And then you'll see a bunch of tech guides come out where listing all the different things that you can use in your marketing or sales technology stack. And they're typically difficult to navigate. You know, categories are overlapping when it comes to things like sales enablement. You know, those tools fall into a lot of different categories now. There's sales enablement tools that have analytics functions and have outreach functions. And in being part of putting together guides like this in the past, it can be difficult to figure out what goes where. And that's exactly the problem that you're alluding to, and you say the technology stacks, and the technology stacks are getting heavy. We see that pain point with the customers that we work with every day. The same goes for the folks at Ambition and Prezi. There's a lot of technology to keep track of. It's difficult to make sense of everything that's out there in the market. Oftentimes, the marketing or sales team will say, I've got this one single need, and I need to find a technology that's going to help me address it. They go out there, find a technology. That technology ends up doing a handful of different things. Some of them they use, some of them you don't. And it ends up getting pretty cluttered once you do that again and again and again over a couple of years, and maybe over the process of a couple different decision makers, or one person in a single department adopts a technology that ends up affecting someone on the other side of the organization, it can get really complicated. So with B2B Trends and Tech.com, we decided to take an approach where we say, here's the big stuff that's happening. Forget about the technology to start with. Let's talk about the trends. Let's talk about the needs that arise from those trends. And then let's just give you a couple of the different solutions that you might want to check out if you see those needs in your organization.
So there are there basically use cases that can help guide us? Because one of the things that I think is difficult, I have in my office right now a landscape picture that has icons for all the different vendors under all the different types of categories. And it's really up to me to say, okay, email marketing, go look at the 10 to 15 little boxes that are there and figure out from there what I should even start looking at. Now, what would be nice if there are certain recipes, if you will, that we can get started with. Does your book allude, does the guide kind of, like you say, give you a little bit of a nudge as to, you know, if your emphasis is here, then do this or what?
We don't necessarily go into recipes per se. You're exactly right. If there is a prescription for exactly what you need, we have some content that is a little bit similar to that on each of our blogs, but the mm-hmm. ebook is a little bit higher level. It's not a use case necessarily. Okay. The trends are speaking to things that are big shifts in the industry as a whole. And every single one of them isn't going to necessarily impact your company or your organization equally. So in terms of being actionable with this type of guide, what we recommend is looking at the trend that you see affecting your company the most. And sometimes people don't necessarily connect the trend to the need itself. For example, people might say, my CEO is telling me that I need to align my marketing and sales departments. That's something I keep hearing from the C-suite. And sometimes that you hear that so much, you forget where all that's coming from. So what we do is we start a step back and we point to a large trend like the growth and importance in customer experience. Customer experience is one of the trends we highlight in the ebook. And customer experience, in many ways, is similar to just a concept of full funnel marketing. Speaking to a customer from the time you bring them into the very top of the funnel, to the time that they're talking to sales, to the time that they're closed, the time that they're experiencing the product and getting value out of it, all the way through getting them to re-sign the deal and eventually become advocates. This is something that marketers have always had on the radar for a long time, but it's come, it's sort of been renamed this customer experience thing. And that is a big shift we see in the industry. So if you see the need for alignment becoming of increasing importance, that's something we point to as one of the reasons that's happening. And that big trend is also affecting some other things in your organization. So if you see that, we suggest some different technologies that you should investigate and evaluate.
I like that. I mean, I think we have been hearing some buzzwords, some technology, some methods, some, you know, ways of conducting business that have really not changed. I mean, I've been doing this now for going on 30 years, so it's renamed in my world. It's repurposed. But for example, what's affected us at top of funnel is account-based selling versus lead. You know, so in, when predictable revenue was written, we talked about leads. We talked about contact records. And now we're talking about accounts. So if we look at the analogy of a house, we were talking about the house before, or now we're talking about the house with the people in the house. Before, we were just talking about the individual person. So that has really changed the way we communicate, because no longer can we do a mass type of email engine and just spray and pray out there, which is wonderful, I think, because I'm a fan of getting as personalized as possible, given the record flow. And so that's a trend that lends itself to different technologies. So I think, you know, and then like you said, you take it up a notch and you're talking really about the experience of the eventual customer in our world. They're not a customer yet or a client yet. But if we start off the conversation on the wrong foot, it's going to make it a lot more difficult for us to get to close. Versus if we start the conversation with more respect and authenticity, then we're going to have a better shot at bringing these folks into our, you know, into our universe. So a lot of that is based on whether or not we leverage technology where technology makes sense. So that's where these tools are coming in now, I think, as a great, almost like a, you know, we used to say in direct mail days that the mail was salesmanship in print. And that was a coined by the copywriters of the century there. I can't remember the name of the guy. But email for us is salesmanship in electronic and digital. So we have to make sure that we're utilizing the right tools that give us the flexibility to customize where we need it, but also help us with our workflow, because a lot of times we're still working with a number of records at top of funnel, and we have to be able to reach people and do it in a way that is respectful. So your guide definitely looks at that as a trend, and the tools that we put together and assemble like Lego blocks, it reminds me of, you know, well, you can do it wrong and you can do it correctly. And I've seen a lot of bad assembly going on.
You're exactly right. Account-based marketing is one of the trends that we highlight. Account-based marketing coming of age, in fact, because it's not necessarily coming on people's radar for the first time, especially those like the people in your audience who are familiar with the industry. There was a lot of talk about ABM last year. It was a really hot buzzword, like you mentioned. And marketers and sales, people love their buzzwords. And we're not innocent in that regard. You know, we try and make it simple and decouple some of these buzzy terms from their actual meaning and focus on the meaning. But account-based marketing, without a doubt, is coming of age in 2017. You know, there was a lot of talk about it last year. And now you've got a lot of companies saying to themselves, okay, from a operations and a practical perspective, and even from a strategy perspective, how do I switch from this lead-oriented lead generation engine to something that is account-based? How do I switch from contacts to accounts? And it, for people who are maybe not as familiar with the differences between these two different approaches to filling a funnel, it might seem fairly minor, like, oh, well, contacts versus accounts, why is that such a big deal? Once you get into the nitty-gritty of operations and lead routing and scoring and how you set goals and report, it really becomes clear that there is a significant difference. So now companies are saying to themselves, how do I make this transition smoothly? How do I not lose the reporting on the things that I've been doing the past couple years or longer? How do I not abandon the things that work, but then also shift towards this new approach to selling, which is undoubtedly the way business-to-business deals are being transacted, which is a decision-making panel. Lots of people are involved in decision-making processes when it comes to B2B orgs, especially the larger the deal size, the more that product affects an organization, the more departments that are affected by that purchase, and the longer the contract. A lot of people are selling year-long contracts. The decision-making panel is what you want to target for a number of different reasons. So we try and point people to the right tools when they see that trend is something that is happening not only in the industry, but is a need that is happening in their organization. where should you go start looking for adopting the right tools to support that strategy? And email is a big piece of that. The same email tools that you use for canvassing at the top of the funnel, an email marketing tool, doesn't necessarily fill the same need as when you prospect to an organization with very personalized, simple emails. And that's another trend that we're seeing. Personalization is something that is huge in 2017. To a large degree, I see from a content perspective and marketing perspective, usually the B2B industry following the B2C industry when it comes to things like personalization. They've had it right in B2C, or been at least a few steps forward when it comes to personalization for, you know, maybe a year or two now, and this is becoming of increasing importance on the B2B side. Personalization, though, in a B2B context, typically doesn't have all the flash and flare that you sometimes have when it comes to the personalization on consumer websites. It often takes the form of a simple email that speaks directly to an individual, their role, where that role fits within an organization, their needs, and just a plain simple email we see being super effective. But getting the right data in order to send that email, having the right data in order to target and segment, get that person into the right campaign is tricky. So we give some recommendations for tools that people should try and check out if those are things you want to accomplish for either a marketing team or a sales team.
So, William, before we end, I want to ask a question, and you may or may not have a strong opinion about it, but I'm curious. You're a marketing guy. I'm a sales lady. And there's ops, sales ops, the people who track all this wonderful data for us and help us make more informed decisions. If we were to gather up folks in our company, sit around the fire and look at your book, your guidebook, who would be the people that we would want to view this together, in your opinion?
So what's interesting, I think, that's happening with all of those roles that you mentioned is that there is really that process of huddling around the fire happening, whereas in the past it actually hasn't. That's kind of a scenario that was not really happening in a lot of orgs a couple of years ago. And now you've got marketing teams and sales teams doing weekly syncs, sitting down with both marketing ops and sales ops people, and hashing a lot of things out in customer success and product. When it comes to a lot of these trends, and especially account-based marketing, it really is a full team effort in order to execute on a lot of these. A lot of teams and a lot of B2B companies, especially in recurring revenue based models, have most of their income coming from upsells and coming from existing customers. So it's really important that marketing and sales are really highly coordinated with customer success and product. And I think that in a lot of organizations, this is something we've done at Lead Genius, there's actually sort of a defined quote unquote revenue function that is coordinating the efforts between marketing, sales, customer success, demand generation, and product. Companies are bringing in CROs, chief revenue officers, and I believe that their main function in most capacities is to align all those different departments and get them rowing in the right direction. So if it was, you know, who to get in the room and read this book, it's really all of those people. And especially people, you know, I would recommend marketing and sales people get this book, see if it aligns with their goals, see if it aligns with how they're seeing the marketplace. Take a look at what we put together at b2btrendsandtech.com, and then share that with the people in other departments like customer success, product. If there's a defined demand, like new revenue function that incorporates a lot of these different aspects of demand gen, share with them as well. They might not be quite as up to speed as you on some of these other elements. So in many ways, the purpose of this document is not just to inform the marketing and sales audience. It's put a piece of collateral in their hands that they can use to help align the other folks in their organization, start pulling in the same direction, get everyone on the same page. That's the biggest thing I think that all of these departments can do when it comes to success and predictable prospecting in 2017.
That's great. Yeah, I think of, as I'm listening to this, I mean, it's almost as if, and for those of you who are at smaller companies that don't, they heard all those roles and like, wow, really? There are, you know, this will work in all companies, all sizes. It's just, you know, as you move up market, you're going to have a few more roles that are doing certain liaison activities. But the thing that I love about this is that it does open up the discussion between the different areas with the end goal in mind, which is in many cases, more revenue, more consistent revenue, better forecasting. For those of you who are answering to a board of directors, you have really, you owe it to yourselves to align the organization so that it's a smoother running pipeline with less gunk in it and less duplication of effort. So that's really, to maximize the return on effort starts with getting a book like this, a guide, sitting down with your colleagues, hashing out, you know, these and those types of things, the what if scenarios, and coming up with a great plan. Because planning doesn't cost anything. It's when you start executing and start purchasing these tools, if you don't do it right, you're going to see the result of that very quickly, that you didn't take the time to plan, which means involving everyone who touches really the customer, the client, from prospect through to close and beyond. Thank you so much, William, for your time. Really appreciate it. Now, I'll put in the show notes for everybody the links to the website that has the guide. If there's anything else that you want to include, we'll go ahead and put it on the show notes for your page so people have easy access to get the guide downloaded, and any other tools, calculators, whatever you have that you want to put out there, we'll get out there for our audience. Thanks again.
Thank you, Mary Lou. Great speaking with you.